A special thank you to Martha for being our soloist today and for Roy filling in for Melanie, who's spending time with family this Sunday. So thank you. And John, as always, the light that you are is precious and dear. Thank you so much. So celebrating Father's Day today, and really sitting with what I wanted to share, I realized that it is about honoring fatherhood. So today's talk title is Honoring Fatherhood. And it's a little hard to see that picture, but I don't know if many of you recognize the person on the right there. This is one of those selfies that was taken a little bit before my dad passed away. And that's my sister leaning in on the other side there. And Daddy, I just wanted to say I love you and I miss you. We celebrated Mother's Day, of course, in May. At that time, you know, we explore that which we call the divine feminine. We look at that, the role of motherhood, and we honor that and we appreciate it. And as we come into June, we begin to, I'm sorry, it made everybody cry. Oh gosh, you know, I miss my dad. But as we come into June, it's a time to begin to take a look at the patriarchal archetype, the masculine archetype. And sometimes it's gotten kind of a bad rap because we've been a little imbalanced over the past century or two in focusing so much on that patriarchal dominance per se. And yet what we can realize is that all of our universe, all of that which exists, exists in the balance, of yin and yang, of masculine and feminine, of hot and cold, of daytime and nighttime. And it is wonderful to begin to take a look in a different way at the attributes of that archetype of the masculine, of fatherhood, to begin to appreciate that they are differing skills and differing ways that show up in our world that do not in any way detract from the feminine. They are not better than, and we've gotten a little imbalanced in that because we take a look, you know, in our society, and it has been a patriarchal society for a long time. We do forget originally it was a matriarchal society because women created life, right? And then there was a shift, and because of that imbalance, sometimes we've pushed away and forgotten how important it is to recognize that both the masculine and the feminine are equal, but they are not the same. There are differences. And while each of us has both masculine and feminine attributes within us, we sometimes forget and we don't appreciate and value the archetype of the masculine of fathers, of wisdom, of strength, of courage, of protection, of mentoring, of teaching. You know, Charles Fillmore always talked about God by saying Mother, Father, God. And a lot of people have asked me about, well, you know, what is that and how does that relate to current day? Because we here at Unity know that there's not a mother in the sky and a father in the sky. But what Charles Fillmore was talking about was that divine masculine and the divine feminine and the balance like yin and yang that it takes both. in a joining together, and typically he referred to the masculine attribute as wisdom and the feminine attribute as love. A unity minister, Reverend Winifred Wilkinson Hossman, she wrote an article on Let There Be Love, and she said, "It is well for us to remember that the creative activity of God is based in the two phases, father, mother, male, female, wisdom, love. Because it is through the right use of these two powers that we are able to produce divinely inspired ideas." It takes both to produce divinely inspired ideas, and from them, perfect results in our manifest world. And Charles and Cora Fillmore, in the book, The 12 Powers Enthroned in Man, spoke of this also. They say, "Divine judgment is ever proclaiming that wisdom, which in the 12 powers is symbolized by Jesus' disciple James, and love, which is symbolized by Jesus' disciple John, must work together. These faculties are paramount, and they are closely related and work together. In the action and reaction between these two centers, we get our greatest realizations and our most wonderful spiritual radiations." So friends, it's wonderful on this day that is set aside to celebrate our fathers that we can step outside of judgments we may have had from a patriarchal dominance that we've been in, with an understanding we're shifting. And we can begin to appreciate that there are those elements of the masculine energy, of the masculine divine being, that are so powerful and support us in our lives and in our world. So in taking a look at the archetypes that are out there that have a father representing, or men, the masculine representing that wisdom and strength and guidance and protection, Sigmund Freud says, "I cannot think of any need in childhood as strong as the need for a father's protection." And Jerry Goldman, who's the founder and CEO of Firebrand Group, he says, "Fathers, grandfathers, and other strong male role models have the powerful influence to shape us into who we are to become as adults. Filling the roles of protectors, supporters, and teachers, fathers have an indelible role in our lives." Now, being a father, fatherhood, is not something that men are born with. Just like mothers are not born with the ability to be a mom. They learn and they grow into that. And some of them do a better job, because not all of us have an actual father in our lives who protected us or supported us or who were a role model. Yet when we step back and understand and appreciate the masculine archetype and what it truly does represent, we can see that in our world, there are men, fathers everywhere, who do exemplify and walk in that light of being supportive, of protection, of being wise, of teaching, of mentoring. And we can take time to appreciate that as we recognize that for our world to be balanced, it will take honoring both the masculine and the feminine and understanding how closely they work together. Wisdom without love leads to an imbalance, as does love without wisdom. In John 5, 19 through 20, it says, and Jesus was speaking, and he was saying, "Therefore Jesus answered and was saying to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing. For the Father loves the Son. So we're invited into an awareness that we can do nothing of ourselves. Jesus is talking right here about the recognition of the archetype of that masculine aspect. And even though it just says Father, we recognize that it is talking about those attributes that enhance our lives, that support us, that help us go forward. And we can appreciate our fathers who, and the men in our lives who are the role models that as they learn and grow, they help us to be a part of that as well. And so when it says whatever the Father does, it's knowing that we have that attribute within us also. And we can be appreciative of that. And so as we take a look, though, at our society today, and as we take a look at the role that fathers play, we recognize that everything in our world is shifting and changing, and that the role of fatherhood has shifted and changed. From an article on the American Psychological Association website, it says, today's father is no longer always the traditional married breadwinner and disciplinarian in the family. He can be single or married, externally employed or stay at home, gay or straight, an adoptive or step-parent, and a more than capable caregiver to children facing physical or psychological challenges. Psychological research across families from all ethnic backgrounds suggests that father's affection and increased family involvement helps promote children's social and emotional development. So when you take a look at, you know, this path that fathers walk, or men who maybe don't have children of their own, but who emulate that role model, who walk as mentors, and we look at how challenging, you know, that can be. Nobody gave them a guidebook that said, this is what you do. Jim, did you get that guidebook? You had to look real hard. And I bet you found the guidebook in your heart, in the heart of your being, in the wisdom in that place. And you look to your own father. And you see the role models that were shared with you. So we weren't given... They weren't given, you know, that guide. And, you know, and as we all do in life, we walk that as we learn and we do the best that we can. Some do, what we might consider to be a little bit better job than others. But it truly is about just that unfoldment for each person in their learning. And so we recognize that as from the quote, that about the Father in us and can do nothing, the Son can do nothing but the Father. We recognize Jesus was talking about walking as an example. See, that's what Jesus did in his teachings. He said, follow me, not because I'm so great, but follow in the consciousness of oneness with God and be an example and be a part of stepping forward to teach, to mentor, to help grow. And so we know that is the role in these changing times of fatherhood, where they don't have those typical, stereotypical places in society anymore. And it invites us to look differently at what we expect. Think about what you expect. We expect, you know, to our fathers to be an awful lot. And so it gives us a time to step back a little bit and go, wow, you know. Just like motherhood, fatherhood doesn't come with instructions. And so it's not the easiest path to walk. And yet we all can learn and recognize that as we value those masculine archetypes, those masculine gifts that are inherent in all of us, but that our men and our fathers emulate, we can give thanks for the gifts that allow us to be nurtured, to learn, to grow, to become more. In scripture, in Genesis 18, verse 19, it says, "For I have chosen him that he may change his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice." So this is kind of old verbiage, but what does it mean that he may change his children and his household? It's saying walk as an example. Invite your children, invite your family, invite your household through your own example by doing righteousness, right useness, and justice, being centered in integrity. So even back in the time of Genesis, which was one of the earliest books written, we have this understanding that when we focus on the Lord, when we focus on God principle, not God as a person, but God principle, and walk in that way, and as that masculine archetype demonstrates that, that we feel supported, we learn, we grow, and we move forward. And in Proverbs 22:6, it says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Jim just shared, you know, I took a look at what my dad did. And then I employed that in my own parenting. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. How many of you can remember those special moments with either your dad or a person who was like a father to you or who was a mentor? Perhaps it was a teacher, might even have been someone in business or in the workplace. Can you remember a moment right now that was real special to you? Anyone want to share? Martha? Martha, go ahead. Okay. You're just remembering it. Okay. Okay. Anybody else want to share? How's every little thing? Yeah, the little knuckle on the head. It's like that loving. Teresa. How many of you had some great pancakes or waffles? Did any of you learn to dance by standing on your dad's feet? Yeah. Yeah. Does anyone else want to share a special memory about their dad? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, and have a... Oh. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was real special. Yeah, special moment. So, you know, as we realize that, that masculine archetype, the male archetype that is out there, shows up in our world in many places, and it may be our dads, it may be through someone else, but there are special moments that we can hang on to, and we can understand that role is to teach us to be present with us enough to guide us forward. Did anybody have their dad teach them to ride a bike? Yeah, you know, and held on to the back as you went. Yeah. So there's so many ways in which our parents show up for us. And we can recognize in this time of changing roles what a challenge that is. When you have a gay family, there isn't that typical role model for them to follow in a way that follows old ideas. So it's about creating and understanding. It really is the principle. It's not how it looks outwardly, but it's the principle of standing in the integrity of that masculine, that archetype that isn't about, you know, the body or choices, but it is about knowing that presence, that mother, father, God in us, that both is there, that wisdom, the strength, the protection, all of those things. And we can really appreciate that and go, wow, you know, that's got to be challenging. Or what about stay-at-home dads now? Sometimes the mom is in the workplace and the dads stay at home. And I've heard about creative things where the mom and dad actually rotate back and forth as to in their workplace. And so one is home for part of the time, then the other's home for part of the time and back and forth. So as we look at fatherhood, we look at what's happening in our society today as we are changing and beginning to shift that balance from the matriarchal, then the patriarchal took over, and then, you know, shifting back into that median place, we understand that we can appreciate all the gifts, all the things that are shared with us by those men and sometimes women who are as a father, if they're a single parent, but who we can appreciate them walking as Jesus walked as an example of these amazing aspects of being. So with appreciation, we honor dads and men who role model wisdom and integrity. With appreciation, we honor dads and men who role model wisdom and integrity. And we can shift in the heart of our being for just a moment and be grateful for that mentoring, for that willingness to walk differently. You know, have you ever seen how when both parents are around, a child falls down, and usually when they have a hurt knee or a boo-boo and they stand up, who do they go to? Mom, right. And a dad holds a different energetic vibration that is there to support both mom and child, not with any less love, but in a different way. And so when we begin to appreciate the differences and understand that for the matriarchal and the patriarchal archetypes to be equal, remember again, it does not mean they are the same. It doesn't mean that they don't blend together. But there are differences, and it's those differences that we begin to notice more and more that allow us to appreciate and honor fatherhood and the challenges inherent in that. And you know, how many dads who are present today did not make a mistake as a father? Haven't yet. Yeah. Well, of course. How many of us as human beings haven't made mistakes? I know that was kind of a silly question, but the reason I ask that is, but stop and think how much you expect of yourselves, whether you're an actual dad or whether, you know, you mentor people out in the world. Think about the expectation you have of yourself to live up to some sort of an ideal. And to recognize that other people put that expectation on you also, do they not? And we buy into that because we think we have to live up to some certain set standard. So in honoring fatherhood, what I'm inviting us to be aware of is that as roles change, I mean, the guidebook was pretty non-existent anyway, and it's even more non-existent because all of that's changed as it is. So let's be honoring of the courage of men, of that masculine archetype, to walk in the unknown, to step forward in ways that teach us, that enhance us, that guide us forward, that invite us to look with wisdom and look at things differently, and recognize that we are in a journey and a process. I love this quote from Charles Wadsworth. He was a Presbyterian minister, and he says, "By the time a man realizes that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he's wrong." Yeah. And there's a wonderful quote, I didn't put it up here, but from Mark Twain that says when he was 17, he thought his father knew absolutely nothing. And by the time he grew up about 7 more years, he was amazed at how bright his dad had suddenly become. You know, that's the thing. See, we often don't appreciate in the moment. I can tell you, Daddy, your picture's no longer up there, but there were a couple of moments when I was not real happy with my dad. Any of you? Yeah. And I had a loving dad, a really caring parent. He had his issues. He had his stuff. He wasn't perfect. Because, you know, dads aren't. Fathers aren't. Fatherhood isn't perfect. But I can appreciate later that his heart was there. And I can share a story. Daddy will love this. Okay, so I was, young, and I don't know, I think I was like 6 or 7 or something, and I had been chewing gum while I was laying down having my nap, right, which I wasn't supposed to do. So what did I do? I like turned on the side. Well, the gum fell out of my mouth and got into my hair, right? So I'm like, oh man, I can't be caught. And now I've got this gum. I mean, it wasn't just laying there in my hair. It was stuck, really stuck in my hair. So I'm like, okay, I'm a bright little child. So I went and got the scissors, right? Cut this big chunk of hair right out. Oh, the gum's gone. Well, my mom and dad both discovered, my creativity in that, but my dad came in. And I didn't get spanked very often because I was just such a lovely child. No, because it really wasn't that necessary. But this was one time, you know, when he spanked me a couple times. But he did it, you know, not in a way that put me down, but in a way that invited me to be aware. It's like, why didn't you come to your mom and I? I was like, we could work this out together. And so it taught me a lesson. I never chewed gum while taking a nap again. But it taught me also that at first I wasn't real happy with him. It hurt, you know. And like, man, Dad, I was just trying to do the best I could. But it taught me a lesson. And oftentimes fathers take that role of needing to teach the lessons. And we're not always happy to learn them. And yet, that stayed with me. An awareness that maybe I didn't like to be spanked and I thought it wasn't my fault, you know, and guy, you know. But man, he cared and he was there and he could have helped me with doing it differently. So these are the things that we remember. And maybe it was a mentor for you, in the workplace. Maybe someone caught a mistake that you made and shared with you a different way that you could handle that. There are so many ways that we can appreciate the dynamic of that masculine patriarchal archetype and the lessons that it teaches us that help us balance that wisdom and that love. And so as we celebrate Father's Day today, let us just be aware of honoring fatherhood, of honoring the lessons that we have learned, of honoring the challenges that fathers face, that men face, that they walk the best they can and appreciate Oh, so many ways that they have gifted us with ideas and with opportunities and with support. From Proverbs 4, verse 1, it says, "Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding." And in Proverbs 20, verse 7, it says, "The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him." Isn't that a gracious thing? You know, in that walking in that patriarchal archetype of integrity, being a way shower, as Jesus was a way shower, his children are blessed after him. We are all blessed. And again, not just by our own fathers, but by all the men who walk in that element of that patriarchal archetype and share it with us. Clarence Buddington Kellen, who was an American writer, who was very popular, and he said about his father, "He didn't tell me how to live. He lived and let me watch him do it." I can thank my dad for living in that manner, and he certainly made his mistakes. And yet the lessons that he taught me are deeply ingrained in the heart of my being, and the support that he gave me, even at the times when I was a little bit difficult to be with, even at the times when I couldn't see at first his wisdom. He was gracious about saying, "Here's something to take a look at." And I'm so thankful to him for all he shared with me, for the ways in which he walked, for the ways in which he was a role model. And he'll always be in my heart. And in closing, I will share this quote from Billy Graham and one from Linda Poindexter. Billy Graham said, "A good father is one of the most unsung, unpraised, unnoticed, and yet one of the most valuable assets in our society." And from Linda Poindexter, who is a spiritual author, she says, "Your father gives you many things in a lifetime, most of which you will not appreciate until way after he is gone." Well, we can all appreciate the men who have mentored us, who have taught us, who have walked a life of courage, of strength, of integrity. And today, as that day of honoring fatherhood, of honoring that patriarchal masculine archetype, we can say thank you to all who walk with that integrity, and allow this to be a day of celebrating that in our hearts. And so I'd like to honor those of you who are dads or who have been a mentor or have been as a father to someone or are a father about to be. Please know there are some gifts here in the front and in the back as you leave. Please take a look and take one or two of those things with you that we may recognize you. And so let's all just give a big hand for fathers, for that archetype, for the grace of that masculinity with which they walk.